Escape. Escape. The word spread through the Auschwitz concentration camp. Yet the thoughts were not of joy, but terror. The escape of one man meant that 10 men would be tortured by their captors and killed by starvation. The merciless guard walked down the rows of prisoners, randomly picking one man after another until 10 were chosen. As a stunned group was led away, another prisoner stepped forward. "I would like to take the place of that man. He has a wife and children." The guard snarled, "Who are you?" The reply came, "I'm a priest." Our Old Testament reading from Ezekiel speaks of the Israelite people as being stubborn of heart, stubborn of heart. Despite all that God had done, despite his love, mercy, and compassion, many blessings, the people stubbornly chose to disobey him. God sent many prophets, including Ezekiel, to give the people hope, call them to repentance. Yet they were a rebellious house, a rebellious house. Not much has changed with human nature in a few thousand years, has it? We still rebel against the Lord and his good ways for us. We disobey our parents. We put ourselves at risk by the misuse of drugs and alcohol. We distance ourselves from giving love to others by holding grudges. We war with each other and lose our humanity by torturing and killing, acts of violence. How do we let go of having the mockery of the arrogant, the mockery of the arrogant, when we do not heed the plan of God? How do we abandon the contempt of the proud, the contempt of the proud, and turn to the Lord and our neighbor in love? Maximilian Kolbe was born in 1894 and became a Franciscan priest at the age of 24 years old. He was a zealous evangelist, spreading the good news to those in his native Poland and around the world. Saint Father Maximilian had a great devotion to our Blessed Mother as he founded the Militia of the Immaculata, dedicated to a life of prayer, work, and suffering. Also, he wrote the Knights of the Immaculata magazine, which reached 750,000 people, a large number a century ago. St. Maximilian was a brilliant scholar with a doctorate in both philosophy and theology, a writer, founder of communities, a missionary. He had it all and was in a position of power and influence among his religious order and the faithful. Yet all this is not why we know Saint Father Maximilian Kolbe. All this influence, power, and importance are not why he had the strength to take the place of that family man when the 10 were chosen to die in the prison camp. When I am powerless, it is then that I am strong. When I am powerless, it is then that I am strong. St. Paul describes the apparent contradiction, but St. Father Maximilian Kolbe demonstrated its truth. St. Maximilian sacrificed his life for that of another. He endured 2 weeks of starvation, completely powerless by the world's standards. He prayed, sang, and heard the confessions of the condemned men. He uplifted their spirits with the precious word of God, of a loving God waiting to take them into his arms. The power of Christ rested upon him and gave him more help than he could imagine. Jesus is calling us to that weakness. The Lord is calling us to a personal weakness. So we let go of our pridefulness to give way to humility and lowliness. God is calling us to an apostolic weakness as we let go of our earthly power seeking and attempts to control others. He is calling us to personally reach out to Him and His graces in a deep conversion. He is calling us to apostolically be sent forth to reach out to our family, friends, neighbors, co-workers, parishioners, to love them as ourselves. In attempting to be powerless in earthly standards, we can be strong in the Lord. And who better to imitate than our Blessed Mother Mary, our model of humbly following Jesus' way? Let our lives follow her example by being a lowly servant. For example, children, give way to obedience. At times you might think you want to do your own thing, not to follow what your parents say. But remember that Jesus teaches us to honor our mother and our father. And when we do so, we will be strong. Remember my always statement with regard to obedience. Obey right away with a smile. Youth, let go of negative pressure to drink or to do drugs. The Lord is calling you to live your life to the fullness. That is the fullness of human responsibility, dignity, and happiness. Alcohol and drug can give you none of these. To be weak in this world is to be strong in eternal life. Adults, let us reconcile with family or neighbors from whom we have been distanced. To write a note, to say hi, to make a phone call to the one we hurt, or the one who hurt us, may feel like a weak moment, yet God teaches us that reconciliation brings us more fully to Him. We are then strong in our faith and love of Him and others. St. Mark teaches us in the Gospel that Jesus Himself was rejected by His own people. Will we accept some short-term rejection to follow Christ's teaching? Yes, we are a rebellious house who often fail to follow the Lord's plan. Yet we learn from the saints. Saint Father Maximilian Kolbe, by his life and final sacrifice, teaches us that we are indeed strong when we are powerless. Let us follow his example. Let us humbly convert our lives to God. Let us compassionately reach out to others in service. Jesus teaches us, "My grace is enough for you, for in weakness, power reaches perfection."